Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome aboard from Pamela and my family, some of whom I see here. Welcome from those from Orange. My name is Philip, if I haven't met you yet, and Merry Christmas from Pamela and our family to you. It's great to be here all together this morning. I'm just a little bit curious if you came along today because we met you at Picton Mall when we were doing Toys and Tucker, or you got a little slip in the letterbox and you thought, yes, I'll come to Christmas service. Who's in that situation? Who came along because of that? Well, welcome aboard, folks. We're really glad that we're able to make contact with you like that. And you might think about making this your church home in a regular manner. One day we'll get back to our own building at St. Mark's when the flood damage is finished. Well, I do say to you, a Merry Christmas 2016. War in Syria. The Islamic State fighters crawling all over the place, crossing borders and making mayhem and trouble. Refugees, remember earlier in the year, pouring across the Mediterranean Sea into Europe, trying to get through the channel from France to England by jumping into the back of trucks and trains. The American presidential electoral process, the candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Some people have described the lead up to electing probably the world's most powerful individual as a circus. We've had typhoons, we've had earthquakes all around the world. All of us are feeling the widening of the gap between the rich and the poor, and the gap continues to widen across the earth. And there's personal issues abroad, and there's personal issues at home, and maybe in your home there's personal issues. This is 2016. But friends, with all the darkness, and we've just been singing about light, and Greg's just been reading about light, with all the darkness that's crowded in during 2016, I say to you that this day today is a day of light. This is a day of light as we celebrate God's great Christmas gift to us. That's the birth of Jesus Christ, about 2016 years ago. 2016 years ago. Well, God bless you and may God refresh you today as you start your Christmas celebration now here in church with your friends and here in Australia, in Sydney, you're starting a celebration that as the sun moves around the globe, most of them are still asleep right now and they're just dreaming of, you know, Santa Claus coming along and leaving a sock at the end of the bed or something like that. But here we are up awake and you're joining as the sun goes around the globe with millions upon millions upon millions of fellow believers today in celebrating God's great gift of Jesus coming to us. We remember and we give thanks to God that God came in person to put the darkness away and to bring salvation for all those who put their faith and their trust in him. You see, Jesus has come. Wasn't that a great little introductory video? That was a little bit left field, where we see it from people from a disadvantaged circumstance still celebrating, though, the fact, the basic fact that it splits history and gives us the year 2016. Jesus has come, and Jesus has come and brought God's great Christmas gift, and I tell you, the gift is light. The gift is light. Now, for those of you who are regulars, great having visitors along, and we'd love to see you regularly with us, but there's a lot of our core regular people here from St. Mark's, and if you're a regular, back in the first week of October, I preached to you from the pulpit a Bible word study on the general study of light in the Bible, and you'll remember that. And today, I'm continuing on with that study, and we're looking at God's great Christmas gift of light, and particularly as it's found, written by the Apostle John, in the writings of John, John's Gospel and the Epistle of John, but primarily John's Gospel, which I really know from today. Now, you might remember those as regular and might be intrigued, those who knew that the Bible talks a lot about light. In fact, in this Bible, the concept of light is mentioned 232 times. The Bible talks about light specifically. And the Apostle John mentioned God's light 30 times out of that 232 in the whole Bible. Now, John was the closest disciple of the 12 disciples to Jesus. It seems like when we follow him in the Bible, there was Peter, James, and John were the top three. Jesus sort of took them as an inner circle, and John was number one. He was the one you might remember who was sitting closest to Jesus at the Last Supper and was able to lean over to Jesus and have a bit of a confidential chat with him in the Last Supper. And John wrote a lot about Jesus, and this is what he said. And I'm going back to our text today from John chapter 1. And in the first four verses, John said that in the beginning, at the very beginning of everything, was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. Who is this Word? And the Word was God. Oh. Through him, through the Word, John says, all things were made. Just let that settle on your heart for a moment. Whoever this mysterious Word is, through him, everything was made. In him was life. And that life was, and Greg emphasized it, the light of men. His life was the light of men. Now, John tells us a bit later who the Word is. He tells us in that passage, we didn't read it today, but the Word is Jesus. John identifies him directly. The Word of God is the Son of God, and his name is Jesus. And for us today, Jesus in the manger at Christmas time is the eternal God. The baby that we saw on the screen with those little kids is eternal God. Jesus is the one who is the source of life on this earth. God the Son is the one who enlightens each one of us. So Jesus being born at Bethlehem was a world-changing event. And my friend, I tell you, that world-changing event can change your world. It can change your life as well. Verse 5 in chapter 1 of John. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome it. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome it. Now, all you young people and kids who are here, younger ones, I've been in the dark. So I used to work for the Scots College, and we used to take our 15-year-old boys caving. And I've been way down in the depths of the earth with our Scots College boys where it is absolutely dark. Zero light. You can stay there for an hour with no torch on and you wave your hand in front of your face and you still can't even see the shadow of your hand. I've been in the dark. But of course, when we went caving, we had a light. And as soon as you turn that light on, the light pierced the darkness. And there's nothing the darkness can do to come in and encroach where that light is. The darkness might be all around, but where that light is, the darkness cannot overcome it. The light overcomes the darkness. That's the way that it works. And so Jesus' light and his life can cover any darkness that comes into your world. And it can split the darkness in your world and bring enlightenment. So it's a short sermon today. Hey, it's Christmas. It's my Christmas gift to you. Okay. But no too much laughing up there. Those people who are eating you regularly. But I want to leave you with a couple of practical points out of this. What do we go away with today on Christmas Day with from this service? Well, I want to say to you today that you should take God's blessing of light with you out there into the world, no matter how dark the world seems to be becoming or how silly it seems to be. I want you to leave this service with God's gift. I want you to go over the first Christmas present. That's a lasting present. And it is what the title of the sermon is, God's great Christmas gift of light. But that gift is in your life. I want you to take away that gift in your life. How do you do that? It's pretty simple. It's a matter of coming to God personally. And what would you do when someone has given you a great gift of life and light and hope and enlightenment and all the things that the darkness cannot encroach on? Well, the first thing you do is you say thank you. And so as you go out today, and as we go out to family and friends and all those great things out there, let's go out thankful and say thank you to God for his gift of Jesus, born in a lowly manner in the stable, laid in the manger. But remember, that little baby in the scene that we saw up on the screen didn't stay that way. He grew, as we sang in the first song, I think it was, through childhood, boyhood, young adulthood, became an adult man, more than a man. He was the divine man. And so, remembering that the baby Jesus that we celebrate today became a divine man who had a destiny, which in the end was Easter. So we start here at Christmas, and we've got the Christmas Advent wreath that comes up with the white candle at Christmas. But Jesus went through to Easter, and at Easter time we celebrate this divine man who had to go through into the darkness of death on a cross for us. That's another story. Come back for Easter service to hear that one, and that'll be a goodie. But when we go out today, go out thanking God that he came to earth and worship the Christ child, Jesus. Worship him as your Saviour. Worship him as your Lord. And if you wonder how to do that, ask one of your ministers that is here and come along and join us regularly for church at St. Mark's here in the hall. And when we get back into our building over the road, join us there regularly. And so I say to you today, with that in mind, Merry Christmas.